My name's Paul. I used to be the chair of Hijinks. I sat on the board of Hijinks for many years. But I think more importantly, I've really had a great time being associated with the company. They've supported me in difficult times in my life. I've given what I can to help the company. It's a fantastic family. It's done so much to help so many people. And it would be a tragedy if that was damaged or hampered in any way.
Well, Hijinks Theatre means such a lot to me because it's really changed. My son has been involved for the last, I think, about 8 years, and he's come from someone who had difficulty in speaking to someone who has confidence, who loves the theatre, he loves going to the theatre, he loves participating. And I just can't praise them enough because they work with people who other groups would find it difficult to work with. And what really is outstanding is that there is a proper social inclusion. It's not just something that's on a piece of paper. This is something that they, words on paper, this is something that they really do. And they work hard with anyone who has any physical disability or mental disability or who has no disabilities at all. They all work together, and at the end we have a wonderful production each year.
Following the investment review in June, the Arts Council announced that they would like us to stop touring to community venues and continue our work with and for adults with learning disabilities. So that meant there would still be some professional touring going on. They also said that they wanted us to include the Odyssey project, which had previously been funded through the lottery route and not part of our core revenue grant, in our activities, in our core activities. They agreed then, or suggested then, that they may be able to identify a provisional figure or give us some kind of indication of a provisional figure for our grant from 2011-12. Just for planning purposes. I mean, clearly there was a new government in Westminster and the Welsh Assembly government didn't know what its own block grant would be, and the Arts Council is funded by the Welsh Assembly government. So there were a lot of variables there, but there was still a firm promise that there would be some sort of indication to give us some sensible planning time for the year that starts on the 1st of April 2011. Over the next few weeks, we talked with them and got nowhere in terms of any steer on what kind of percentage cut we might be expecting. We then had a formal meeting with them in the end of September, which included our chair and senior officers from the Arts Council. And we put the case then that by cutting one aspect of what we did out of our portfolio and adding something else, it actually equated to the same amount of money. We felt our case had been well made and listened to, and figures were taken to them and a plan for the following year. We felt that we'd been listened to when we were then written to within the next 2 weeks and asked to put in a plan, an application if you like, based on cash standstill. So we felt that we had made the case very strongly that to properly develop and support people with learning disabilities in a professional and also project sense, that actually it would cost quite a lot of money. Certainly the amount equal to the cut in our community tour. It was on that basis that we then, as I say, continued. Then the news came from the Assembly to the Arts Council in mid-November that they were only cutting the Arts Council's grant to give out to revenue-funded organisations by 4%. So we felt fairly secure in the fact that we would have a small cut, quite possibly. It was therefore a massive shock on the 15th of December to hear via the media that actually, of when 3.5 million additional funding was being given out, we were one of only five companies cut. The cut in our revenue grant was 32%, and when the Odyssey project was factored in, i.e. the lottery grant we'd had the year before, which we knew we'd no longer get, then it was actually a cut of 39.5%. Where we are now is that we have had meetings with the Arts Council.